to be in your presence this day, to praise your most holy name, to make confession of our sins, and to pray for others as well as for ourselves. We pray that in your infinite goodness and mercy, you will pardon and forgive us, listen to our prayers and answer them according to your will. Holy Spirit of God, we welcome you in our midst, and we pray that you will take preeminence of this time of preaching and teaching, that your word may bear fruits in our lives, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Good morning, Christian friends, and you are all welcome to Lincolnia United Methodist Church, and we thank God for yet another opportunity to be in his house. Today we shall discuss again the appearance of Jesus Christ after his resurrection from the grave. And our theme for today's message is, you are witnesses to these things. You are witnesses to these things. And our biblical background in St. Luke's Gospel 24:36-48. And our text is St. Luke's 24:46. You are witnesses to these things. Looking at the theme and the text, it is a thematic text. Both of them synchronizes. So both of them carries the same message. This is the third appearance of Jesus to his disciples after his resurrection. He appeared to them in the closed room Easter day while they were all in the upper room with closed doors, afraid of the Jews and the elders. Jesus appeared and he greeted them in a very nice and divine way. Peace be with you. And he presented himself to them as a testimony that the grave could not hold him captive. Amen. Amen. But Thomas was not there, and he disputed the disciples. The second time, which was last week, Jesus appeared again. That time, he appeared basically because of Thomas. And he showed himself to Thomas. See my hands and my side. Today, Jesus appeared again according to the gospel. There were two of Jesus' followers who were walking to a town called Emmaus, which is about 11 kilometers from Jerusalem. Whilst they were going and discussing about what happened in Jerusalem a few weeks ago, a strange gentleman joined them on the way. And he asked them, what is this that you are talking among yourself? And they said to him, are you the only stranger in town? Didn't you hear what happened to Jesus of Nazareth? A righteous man full of power and righteousness. He was killed by the elders. And Jesus said, do not grieve about it. It is written in scripture that the Son of Man will suffer and he will rise again from the dead. Whilst they were going, it was late in the evening. And they asked him, please don't continue, it is getting dark. Join us. Jesus joined them in their house. They invited him to dinner. Jesus blessed the bread. And after eating the bread, it disappeared from their presence. And they said, whoa, this is he. It was Jesus. It disappeared from their presence. They couldn't sleep. They returned back to Jerusalem to tell the disciples. While they were there discussing, Jesus appeared again. He said, peace be with you. And he opened their eyes to see the scripture, to know that what happened to him was not the plan of mankind, but it was the deliberate plan of God, that through the death of Jesus Christ, mankind could be saved. Amen. And as he discussed with them, I want us to know that after his resurrection from the grave, he spent 40 days with his disciples. After his resurrection, the time from the resurrection, Easter, to ascension was 40 days. He spent 40 days and nights with them, teaching them about the kingdom of God. He walked the street of Jerusalem. Those who killed him saw him, but they couldn't touch him because he has been empowered by God. He walked the street of Jerusalem to prove to them that no man has power to destroy the will of God. Man may delay it or derail it, but cannot destroy it.
Because what God says is forever and it stands forever. So Jesus walked the streets of Jerusalem again. Those who killed him saw him. And he charged his disciples and in Luke 24, 46, that you should be my witnesses in Jerusalem unto the uttermost part of the world. You should testify. You should be my witness. Tell others that I am Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I preach, I teach, and I healed. I was crucified, I died, and rose again. I showed myself to you in so many forms, and I live forevermore. You are my witnesses. Christian friends, who is a witness? A witness is someone who sees, hears, knows, or has a personal experience about an individual or an incident and is prepared to testify about it. A witness is somebody who knows about something, a person, or a situation. You were present, you see, and you are capable to testify. There are two types of witness. We have a true witness and a false witness. False witness and true witnesses. Those are the two types of witnesses we have. And there are three types of testimony. When people are talking, either in court or discussing, there are three types of testimony. One, my side. Two, your side. And three, the truth. When people discuss, just listen to what they are saying. It's their own side of the story. When you interpret, when you talk, it's your own side of the story. God knows whether it is true or not. What you are saying, only God knows. But the truth, which is the fourth side, is with God. Do you get it? So you have two kinds of witnesses, true and false witnesses. And for every testimony that a witness gives, you have three sides to a testimony. You have my side, your side, and the truth. A witness plays a very important and crucial role in both a civil and criminal case in court. A witness plays a very important and crucial role in court. In a civil case, that is a case between two persons. Raymond versus Joseph. That's a civil case. Or Raymond versus Lincolnia Church. That is a civil case. A case between a corporation or a case between two individuals. It is a civil case. And in a civil case, the testimony of two or more witnesses can incriminate you or exonerate you. Do you get me? In a civil case, the testimony of two or three witnesses can put you in jail or free you. So, just two people can just gang up and tell lies and you go to jail. Just two. Because the testimony of two people or more can testify against you in court. And those two testimony can get you into jail. But that is different with a criminal case. A criminal case is a case between an individual and the state or county. Max Jones versus Fairfax is a criminal case. Max Jones versus Alexandria City is a criminal case. In a criminal case, your case must be proven beyond reasonable doubt. All testimonial evidence and physical evidence should be scrutinized beyond reasonable doubt. So there is the tendency that somebody who is a criminal can go free in a criminal case. If there is no proof beyond reasonable doubt, you are free. So it is easier for you to go to jail in a civil case when you have liars who will just gang up. Yes, we saw Pastor. He said it. He was there and this. So we see all the good guys are in jail and the bad guys are out there just because we have people who even swear they took oath in court and tell lies. Thus, the testimony of a witness should be true because only the truth can set us free. Amen. But unfortunately, we have false witnesses who give wrong testimonies, even under oath. As a result of their mischief, the good guys are in prison, while the bad guys walk the streets and towns perpetuating more crime. Have you ever been a witness that aided and abetted the continuity of crime in your community by your false testimony? We are by endangering the life of people and the community. What kind of a witness are you this morning? Even when you discuss one another, how do you discuss people? At times, people tell you something about people. You add to it. Even you don't know, you don't understand. That is prejudice. To arrive at conclusion without investigation. That is prejudice. But that's the way we behave. We discourse people. We make them, we paint them to become bad and ugly guys. And we present ourselves to be the good guys. Because we are false witnesses. By the things we say about others. But today, Jesus wants us to be true witnesses. Amen. To testify the truth about him, and to testify the truth about others, and to testify the truth about ourselves. Some people are even false witnesses to themselves. They dress themselves in borrowed robes. They live false life. They are not true. They possess, you see them. Only when you know the truth about them, you just go to the funeral home and cremate yourself. Because there is nothing. If they say good morning, watch if the sun is up. Don't even look at the clock. They will even manipulate the clock. Because they are false witnesses. Jesus is asking us, as he asked his disciples, who knew him throughout his 3 years of public ministry and evangelism throughout the region of Palestine, Asia Minor. Jesus was a teacher. He was a healer. He performed miracles. They knew him. He was a sinless man, armless man. They arrested him. False witnesses testified against Jesus. Even those in authority, they perverted justice. They freed Barabbas, the bad guy. They killed Jesus, the good guy. And that continues even today in the church, in our homes, in our community, and in our nation. Perversity of justice. But remember that the truth shall set you free. His apostles knew him. They saw him. Jesus is telling them now, I have been with you after my death and resurrection. You have seen me. Go and tell others that the grave cannot hold me captive. Even in the grave, I am Lord and I live forever. I died, I rose again. I will go to my Father and I will come again one glorious day to take you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Tell the whole world that Jesus lives forevermore. But remember that our testimony should be true about him. How can our testimony be true about Jesus? We should believe in the Lord Jesus Christ in our hearts. Amen? Confess him with our mouth that God raised him from the dead, and you shall be saved. That is what the Bible tells us, that we should confess him with our mouth, believing that God raised him from the dead, and we shall be saved. We should know and love the Lord Jesus Christ by reading the Bible and pray every day. The good news unto salvation. You cannot talk about somebody or thing you do not know about. If you do, then you are a false witness. You are telling lies. If we want to talk about Jesus, we need to do some research about him. We should study his word. We should pray about it. we should accept him as our Lord and personal Savior. Then we'll be qualified to testify about Jesus Christ. We should know him, obey his word, and live his life by faith through grace. We cannot be righteous by our own strength or our own ability, only through the grace of God. Amen? Amen. Through the grace of God, I am a pastor. Oh, if I allow the grace to go away and the disgrace of the devil comes, then you are nothing. The word grace is very important, and that makes us who we are. We should tell others that he loves sinners. We should tell others that Jesus loves sinners, but he hates sin. He loves us though we are sinners, but he hates sin. We should tell others that he is always willing to forgive and accept every human being, no matter where you are or where you came from or the color of your skin or your status, be it academical or economical. It doesn't matter what you have done or what you are doing. Jesus' hands are open wide to receive you this morning. Amen. He said, come unto me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Lean on me and learn from me, for I'm gentle and lonely in heart, and I will give you rest for your soul. If you want rest for your soul, lean on him. Don't lean on me. Don't lean on me. I'm looking for somebody to lean on. I am fragile. I am weak and heavy laden. I am leaning on Jesus. Lean on him, and it shall be well. Don't lean on your own understanding or your own perception about things. Lean on the word of God, because the word of God do not fail at all. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. What kind of a witness are you this morning? Just take a moment and reflect. Have you ever been in court? What kind of testimony? Have you ever jumped into conclusion and discussion? How do you discuss? Critically, radically, selfishly, how do you? But today, God's hands are open to receive us, to transform us from false witnesses to true witnesses of Jesus Christ. And remember, as we testify about Jesus' work, Jesus' deeds on earth, we need to testify the truth about one another also. Amen. We need to love the Lord our God with all our hearts, soul, and mind, and our neighbors as ourselves. If we love our neighbors as ourselves, we will testify the truth about them. But let me give you a candy advice this morning. If you cannot testify the truth about them, say, I don't know. Amen. If you cannot say what is right about God, if you cannot say what is right about others, say, I don't know. And you will be acquitted and discharged. But if God finds you to be a false witness, you will be walking the streets of Alexandria, but your conscience will be in jail. You will lie down in your bed, but you will not sleep. You will have food, but you couldn't eat, no appetite. Because the Bible says, when your conscience condemns you, you are condemned indeed. What kind of a witness are you? Jesus wants us to be a better witness, to testify the truth about him. And the only way we can testify the truth, we need to have a personal relationship with God. Amen. We need to know about Jesus. Read your Bible. Pray every day if you want to grow. Your prayer this morning should be, into my heart. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come in today. Come in to stay. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Into my heart,
into my heart. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come in today. Come in to stay. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Amen.
God bless you.